Good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And this evening, we are blessed with David Watson and Ask the Willows. Welcome, David.
Hi, Lori.
Okay, we need to get you up a little bit higher.
Okay.
We didn't check the mics before
Hi, Lori.
We started. Oh, very funny. Okay, so what is this now? It's like February 5th, but
That's
we thought
right.
we'd do a New Year's message, partly with the Willows, partly with anything that you'd like to start with and say.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of looking at this new year consciously here, you know, and I'm looking at lots of very positive changes this year. I think we started the year with a huge shift in the political energy in the world with Mr. Obama south of the border. We'll have to see how that continues to grow. You know, he's got his hands full right now. He's on putting out fire duty. So we may never have a chance for at least this this time around to see what he can totally do. But I think just the energy of this man coming into the world in such a powerful way is it's done a lot to shift energy all around, you know. And you know, the Willows have said in the past, as have other sources that I know, that he's a part of a very interesting triumvirate, and he's kind of a corner piece of the world that we're heading into, and I think it's a very encouraging one as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many of us looked at that and said it's not just a matter of change, it's a matter of transformation, and I think that is more to the point. So I can see that acting as an opportunity to really push us forward into this, you know, 2009 year, and I think we're going to see a lot of very, very interesting shifts in people's consciousness this year. Many of us are no longer working for the same companies we were last year, and this year will be loss for other people, and it's going to be a whole way for people to begin to reorient themselves, and to begin to determine what direction they do want to head in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great opportunity for people, as long as we don't take it as a tragedy and we look at it as an opportunity for change. And I know there's a lot of government funding going out there for re-education and revamping ourselves and reinventing ourselves. This is the year to do it. Take the bull by the horns and move forward, from that financial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people like to make predictions. In a minute I'll go into trance. And we find out what the Willows have to say about these kind of things. But I think predictions are always things that, you know, become, you know, a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing. You know, when we begin to say this could happen or that could happen, we begin to focus on this or that. And I think that's one of the big problems we have with the media today right now. We're all part of it, you know, even in our small way here. What we put out into the world is really creates waves around it that make people feel like that they're either moving forward, that they're frozen, or that they're falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the more our media falls into this frenzy of woe begotten, look at the terrible things that are happening around us, the more we're going to become paralyzed, and the more we're going to become traumatized by the events in the world around us. And whether it's intentional or not, it's certainly creating a huge shift in many people's consciousness now. I've had a number of people come to me in my psychotherapy practice who are feeling a tremendous amount of unease. And I, you know, after talking to them and going through a number of conversations, the divine conclusion seems to be that people are worried about what's happening in the world around them, even though they're not directly threatened by it. It's like they're picking up on the energy. It's like they're picking up on that sense of loss, that sense of terror and fear that so many people are experiencing and are beginning to share with others. And I think that has a lot to do with what Jung talked about, talking about the collective unconscious. Only I would take it one step further and talk about the collective consciousness that's out there today. So for those of you who are worried about, you know, all of the things that are occurring today, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. In 2 years, it's going to be different. The world is not in the process of crashing and burning, you know. We're despite the fact that we seem to be, you know, cancer-ridden race from time to time, we seem to recover from it, and we seem to step back and become stronger because of it. So I think really what we're going through is a big shake up and shake down, and you know, a lot of the economic things that are happening around us, and we're, you know, people have been pretty much busted on the greed thing. You know, and even Obama, which is why I admire him so much, was talking about the one thing that's caused all of this is one word: greed. So we're reassessing this kind of thing and determining what do we need to live with? How do we need to go forward? I mean, I remember Trudeau speaking back in the 70s, saying, you know, we're all going to have to get used to having a little less. And of course, instead of doing that, we all went in a whirlwind, you know, ravenous, thundering ride to gain and acquire as many things as we can. And, you know, frankly, the world is littered with stuff, you know, that's useless to most of us. I mean, how many computers have you gone through since you first got a computer? You know, how many cars? I mean, you know, our technology really is, I think, just becoming self-perpetuating. You know, why do we have a smaller and smaller and smaller cell phone that does more and more and more things? Well, because we can. You know, whereas in actual fact, it was just meant to be a product that you could walk around and talk to somebody on. You know, now we're winding up with people with carpal tunnel syndrome on their thumbs from sending messages to each other. And so what is that? How has that helped us? You know, it's just helped us disassociate from each other even more. We don't talk now. Well, we text. You know, and this is all because of our technological advances that are, in my way of viewing things, kind of separate us more. You know, really don't bring us together. So, accumulating more things isn't exactly what I find for me is very satisfying. You know, making more friends, connecting with more like-minded people, sharing ideas, going out and helping other people in their life process in whatever way we can, whether it's through volunteerism or whether it's through what we do for a living, or, you know, just because we feel nice and when we're out for a walk and want to drop a couple of bucks into somebody's pocket who's, you know, got a sign that says, I'm hungry, you know, that's up to us, you know, and that to me is communicating, that to me is getting out there and doing something in the world and moving away from a lot of this acquisitional monster that we've created for ourselves, you know, our consumeristic Godzilla, you know, so I think this year is going to show a lot of leveling out of those kind of things. I mean, we don't need another Xbox 360 plus. We don't need another 50, games that are going to show us how to destroy people and dismember them in 50 different ways. You know, we don't need those things anymore. Although some people feel they do, you know, but those are the things that we're using to disassociate us from the life experience. Mm. So my sense is this year, I think many of us had a real wake-up call, sobering experience in many people's minds, and those of us who are sensible, and I'd say that's the majority of us, are beginning to reassess what is happening in the world around us, and we are buying less. It's become obvious, you know, and I don't think it's just fear-based. I think it has to do with the fact that people are going and saying, you know what, my 2004 car is running just fine. Why do I need a 2010 car? It's not even 2010 yet, you know? So it's those kind of things where we're beginning to pull back. We begin to look at other things that's in the world around us and begin to say, we're just going to do it a little less, you know? Airlines are having problems today. People don't want to travel as much. Is it because they don't have the money or they're afraid to spend the money? Or they're just saying to themselves, you know what? I don't need that extra vacation in the sun right now. You know, I got things to look at home. You know, maybe we'll spend some time in town and, you know, go to the museum.
Right now, I could really use a vacation in the sun.
Well, you could. Well, then this is the time to buy it because you can probably go down to Cuba for 4 days for like $150, you know. plus the $700, you know, flight taxes, you know. But, you know, all kidding aside, we can all use some time away. But in truth here, you know, not everybody is opting for that now. They're looking at alternative ways to entertain themselves, or we are, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I see consciously, and I applaud that, you know. I applaud conservatism at this moment in time, and applaud the need to you know, catch our breaths a little bit, and determine, you know, what we do want in our lives. A lot of people are having to face that right now, and it's not an easy question for them to answer. You know, so I can see a lot of people requiring short-term therapies to help them, you know, help them reassess and rebalance their emotional state, so they don't feel so depressed. They can reintegrate themselves and into the world by learning more about balancing their emotional bodies and beginning to feel less affected emotionally by what's going on, and putting that energy into recreating their lives, you know. And then we're getting apparently a lot of assistance from this coming from our governments. So we may as well take advantage of it. Let's look into it. Let's see what they are offering, and see what they can provide for us. Because retraining is very important at this time, and these kind of like very, very, you know, reality-based needs to follow some kind of an economic trend towards you know, rehabilitation, you know, from our excesses, so to speak. But there we are. I mean, that's my perspective, you know. And I don't think it's going to be a bad year. I think it's only going to be as bad as we think it's going to be. Mm. And you know, so that's pretty much up to us. And like they say in The Secret, you know, what you focus on is what you get. And like Henry Ford said, you know, whether you believe something's true or not, you're always right. So it's a matter of determining what you want to believe, what you want to think is right, what you want to focus on and see is going to work for you. So that's why I think a lot of people would benefit from a number of short-term philosophies. I think I've spoken before about Psyche, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, something brilliant. Look it up on the internet, folks. Psyche, psych-k.com. And you'll find some information on there that'll really help you rebalance your way of approaching life and helping you rebalance your emotional body. There's lots of practitioners around. You can find them listed in a variety of different, you know, publications. So look it up and see if you can, you know, check into it and use that to help rebalance yourself. It's probably one of the most important and revolutionary tools that's hit us in the last 200 years. Quite frankly, the results I've seen in practice have been astounding. You know, the way that people have been able to transform their lives quickly without having to go through all this analysis. Because I find that most people are very good at self-analysis. You know, and if it worked, then they wouldn't still be doing self-analysis. There's a certain point where you get, you're going, I think I'm spinning my wheels. I need a little boost. I need a little help. I need a little coaching. And that's what Psyche and similar types of therapy are all about. You know, using some very, very basic ways to connect with the unconscious mind, to help balance beliefs on an unconscious level and enable us to feel that those beliefs are, in fact, real for us. And whenever we believe something's real for us, it becomes real. You know, so it's quite interesting. And it's not just, folks, it's not just some kind of magic or anything like that, you know. It's based on science, it's based on research, and it's, the darn thing is, it only takes 10 minutes, so definitely something to look into. A key to, you know, the shift in consciousness that everyone's talking about, you know. So that's kind of my take on it. I don't think there's a hard and fast solution to things, but I do think that a lot of it has to do with the way that we choose to look at things, and I do emphasize the word choose, you know, so...
All right. So let us bring in the willows then and see what they have to say.
Okay. Enough of my blathering.
No, your blabbering's great.
Oh, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. You know. Anyway. Okay. So I'm just going to just close my eyes and very quickly enter into a nice deep state of relaxation. Mm. Yes, we are here now. How may we be of service at this time? Yeah.
Would you like to balance the form?
One moment. Yes, this balancing is in effect with the agreement of the entity David. We again welcome you. How may we be of service, yes?
Well, we're discussing the year 2009 and maybe providing a bit of a New Year's message. David's offered a little bit of what he feels 2009 is about, and you're expressing this to those of us that are listening on Intuitive Soul Radio.
Indeed. Well, as with every new year, so to speak, there is always hope for new directions. And as the entity David has spoken, indeed, there are many new directions the world is heading in. We do not need to revisit this particular discourse. Yet within the same, this is a year here we see much in the way for personal development, for humanity, not just individuals. There are a number of realities that are crumbling around you at this time on this planet. Your economic body is, shall we say, going through a great revising. You are finding here that certain ways of thinking are becoming obsolete, particularly old paradigm thinking. What was the last president's name? Something Brush, something like that, wasn't it? Already his energy has disappeared. Nobody speaks of him anymore. Nobody thinks of him any longer. Is in a position of power. Because indeed, that was what you would call the last of the worst. This energy has now been dissipated, and it is now in a place of requiring balancing, which the political pundits that have taken the hold of the world's reins at this time can plainly see.
Will Canada get balanced too?
Well, in fact, here, what is happening within your own political scene here is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. For indeed, they are, shall we say, the mouse that rides on the elephant's back, yes? Mm-hmm. Has to be very careful if the elephant is going to scratch his back, yes? Mm-hmm. Must get out of the way. And that's what's occurring at this moment in time. Yet, do not forget here that within the country in which you live, there is much in the way of change that has to be instituted. And now that the United States has made and created a political direction, the Canadian government, if that is what you want to call it at this time, has created for itself, yes, a policy and systems of putting forth programs to help revise and restart the economy in this way. Not wishing to speak about the benefits and the mistakes to be made, it's simply to be realized here that there is great sincerity here and a certain degree of, shall we say, fear involved, not just from the people, but from those in political circles, because quite frankly here, they are being given a lot of very heavy information, particularly about what is happening on the world market. The thing is that you all are forgetting here that you are the consumers and you are the producers. When you decide to buy or stop buying, you are deciding whether you're going to employ yourselves or not. And that's exactly what's occurring at this time. If you want the economy to work, quite frankly, buy something. Yes? That will make it work. It will put money into the economic body. It will keep money flowing, and it will put money in your pocket eventually, because everything that everybody does for a living is connected to the physical economy. In actual fact, you do not even have that many people out of work. Well, perhaps twice as many, they say, as before. But the truth is, that only brings you up to less than 7%. which is quite remarkable when you consider countries like Haiti, which has of an 80% unemployment rate, when you consider a country like Cuba, which has a 40% unemployment rate. You see, none of these countries, and of course they will tell you in Cuba, oh, they are all working, yes? Mm-hmm. Nonsense. They are supported by the government funds, yes? Mm-hmm. And the Cuban dollars, as you would see it, but not living in any life of luxury. Mm-hmm. You are looking here in North America at something that is being, shall we say, manufactured. It is a manufactured economy that you are dealing with at this time. Meaning, very much in particular, the fact the fear that is coming from these events is being, shall we say, fanned by media hype. The news is no longer just reporting news. It has become part of the panic system that seems to be operating in your countries at this time.
Has it ever reported news?
Well, indeed, it has. You would see here up until the late 1960s and even into the early 1970s was relatively strong in reporting the truth of news, yes, as to that which is really occurring. But in truth here, in these day and age in which you are living, it is all opinion. Even when something happens on a large political or economic scale, it is not the information that you look at, but rather the commentaries by those who are working within the media about their opinions of what has been said or happening, you see?
Or what they're told to say.
Indeed. Well, it is not so much that as you are told what to think.
Mm.
In other words, the opinions you will often hear around the water cooler the next morning are the opinions of perhaps Larry King or Wolf Blitzer. Yes, rather than that of Tom or Jack or Marge. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, people wishing to sound like they have political and economic savvy are in fact only parroting information that they have gained from mass media, who incidentally are owned, if you may recall, by some of these mega corporations that are having financial difficulties at this time. But in truth, in the long run, you will find that they will not. For those who are worried about their finances at this time, do not sell your stocks. Mm-hmm. Do not sell your properties. Do not sell any of those things. In fact, this is the time to buy a few while the prices are still at a good rate. Because this is the time to look at and realize that within 14 months that the economy will have revived itself and will be doing more than just limping along. Many people have negative outcomes for this. Why? These are the same people who have always had negative outcomes predicted. Because they have a sense of having a need to live within a circle of fear. And it's very necessary for some humans to have this sense of fear about them, for it gives them a sense of aliveness, you see? But we can think of many more ways of acquiring a sense of aliveness rather than scaring the poop out of yourself, yes? And indeed, that is what many are doing at this time, listening to the panic situations, listening to the negative information, listening to all of the negativity that they can possibly hang on to. And of course, the reason why is because you humans have a tendency to want to believe in the worst case scenario. It is how you have developed, and those who have been truly successful have gone against it, and indeed that is why they are at the top. But it is still does not remove you from the fact that on the lower levels, indeed, this is so true. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So what does this mean in the long run? It means that you largely exist in a world of misinformation that is designed to engender fear and to create a general sense of unease and a general sense of, dissatisfaction. The average person you speak to in the world today is not a happy camper. They are all talking about what they wish they had rather than what they do have. They are all talking about what they've lost rather than what they have. Yes? Mm-hmm. And nobody has really learned to be happy with what they have. Everybody feels the only way they can be happy is to have what they don't have. Yet the moment they get that, they have it, therefore they can't be happy with it because they can only be happy with what they don't have. It is a very vicious little circle and brings true meaning to the term catch 22. Yet this is the kind of mental consciousness that has been supported strongly, yes, by those who are in power at this time. It is the need to acquire, it is the need to have. And we understand that there has been already discussion about this, but it is most important to understand that is the basis of it all. You must have this, you must have that, because if you do not, then, well, who knows? But in this year to come, you will find a number of people beginning to step away from this kind of belief, because already what is happening is that the vibrational level of many is reaching the point of no return. In other words, we have spoken about this in the past, yes? That as the Earth begins to move more towards the year 2012, which is given as a year of a change and transformation, yes? Mm-hmm. You will begin to understand something very basic. There is a turning point now that will be coming to you. February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Mm. At 7:30 in the morning, UT, there will be a conjunction in the planets. You may recognize it. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, there will be peace among the planets. And love will rule the stars. It is indeed the dawning of the age of Aquarius on this very day. Yeah. It is not an act. It is not an accident. Yes, it is truth. You will speak to those who know of these political position, these astrological positions. And indeed, it is this that you would pay attention to. For as of that day, you will notice a transformation occurring in many people's lives. Energetically, many people are already feeling it. They are feeling lighter somehow, and even with all of the negativity leaning upon them, somehow they have a sense of purpose. They are losing the fear and are beginning to step into a state of higher understanding of what they are doing with their lives. It is no accident. If you are feeling the slightest bit good, we would say go directly to your nearest window, look outside, and simply say, I feel fantastic. And don't forget to let friends and neighbors know about the same, yes? For indeed, that is the feeling that is coming upon many at this time. Even though there is being much weighed upon you, and make no doubt that there be of those pundits who exist at this point who do understand many of these alternative energy sources that are beginning to influence those, particularly the astrological as you would see it. This is a time of major change. It is a time of major energy shifts. And the nice part is you are all here to observe it. As far as predictions this year is concerned, there will be the usual things. There will be earthquakes, there will be hurricanes, there will be plane crashes, and there will be car accidents, and there will be conflicts between all of you and each of you. A typical year, yes? So don't think that it's going to be anything out of the ordinary in that way. But, you know, you may say that is there going to be something really bad happening? We would say, why not focus upon something really good happening?
Mm-hmm. How can we benefit from the astrological? I mean, I assume it just happens, but is there anything that we can do to allow that energy to envelop us? Or?
You will find here that you would find yourself opening to a sense of openness and love within your heart, a sense of acceptance of others.
What would that feel like?
What does it feel like?
I'm sort of joking, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, you already know.
Yeah, that was the joke.
But the fact is, within the self, yes, it simply means letting go. If somebody has upset you, or you are angry, or holding a grudge, in that moment, just drop it and imagine what your life would be like again if you were not holding that energy. If you had a friend who you had an argument with, or a partner, or a child, or a parent, or anybody that you cared about. It's at this time here, on this day, that you may be able to reverse this and imagine what your life would be like if you were communicating with these people again in a loving and effective way. It would be nothing short of transformational. And this is what we are saying to you at this time. By, shall we say, forgiving. First of all, yourself, for carrying the negative feeling. And secondly, the people about you, perhaps for having instituted it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Or precipitated it, even though they may not have consciously had the intention to do that. So it is things like that that you have an opportunity to begin to do, let go of, yes, the old feelings. Embrace a feeling of love and acceptance. Try it sometime in your own head. As somebody that you were really upset with, put them on what we would call center stage. Imagine that they are in the middle of a stage. You were looking down at them. And as they look up at you from the stage to where you were sitting, send them love instead of anger or hatred or fear. Watch what happens to them in your mind's eye. And when it is time for them to leave the stage, release them with love. Then go out into the world and see how things are beginning to balance for you. The more that you do this, the more that you connect with those people and energies around you and surround them with love and acceptance, the stronger you become, and the more powerful becomes your vision of life. That is how to do it, so to speak. You may go to classes, you may do many things. But the first thing to do is to fall into, shall we say, the swing of things, into the flow of things. And this can be done very carefully and easily, simply by closing one's eyes, and breathing deeply and relaxing. For those of you who know how to go to a deep level of mind quickly, you simply enter into that state. For those of you who don't, count backward from 100. Mm-hmm. By the time you get to 20 or 10, you're going to be in a very deep state of consciousness. And in as much as this is the case, it is in that place where you can begin to step in and truly adopt, adapt, and improve some of these changes in consciousness, you see? But in doing this here, here is the visualization. You sit down, you relax, you go into a deep state of consciousness. You focus upon the top of the head, the crown, as it is often called, yes? And you would imagine as a camera aperture opening. And as it does, imagine the myriad energy that surrounds you in the universe, beginning to pour in through that aperture in the crown of the head. Coming into the body, into the brain, into the face, into the very skull itself, and then moving down the neck, into the shoulders and hands, down into the torso, and all the way through into the hips, the buttocks, down into the thighs, down into the knees, the calves, and shins, and finally down into the feet and into the ground. Feeling a flow of energy from the head through the feet, anchoring you into the ground. Imagine this occurring for yourself quickly and easily, and you will soon begin to feel a true sense of energy flow coming down through the bodily. Then in a moment, we would ask you to consider the fact that the body itself is made of the same material that you are indeed imagining coursing through your body from the top of your head right through your feet and into the earth below. When you understand that what you are made of is the same as the energy you are channeling, then you will begin to hold within yourself a true revolution and revelation. Allow this thought to open in your mind now. And just feel your energy not only coursing through the body, but combining with the body itself as it becomes one with that which is around it. In that moment, take upon yourself the time to notice that truth of connection that you are feeling in this moment as the energy and you merge, become one, and you step into what can only be described as the ultimate state of consciousness or true balance, where there is no longer a separation between you and that which is around you. This is a state here to put yourself into. And once you get into this state, just by following this very simple example, you will find that you go very deep very quickly. And in that deep state, you are able to evince certain changes in your beliefs, in your health, and as you begin to focus, even in the health of those about you. So you may perhaps speak with us more personally, one-on-one, to help you with this process. But we would say here, those with a good, strong mind already know exactly what we are speaking of and understand the nature of balancing the emotional body in this way. So that is what we would suggest to get there. Once, of course, you were there and you were in that state and feeling that sense of ambience, that state of balance, that state of magnificence, then you may remain there as long as you would like until you choose to exit that stage and come back onto the physical plane in your own energy and in your own time. So that's a technique we would suggest for you if you chose to enter from that position. You see?
Mm-hmm. Lovely. We were chatting when we were at dinner and talking about manifestation and also how when we think of things, you know, or think of a person, they sort of contact us. Or David was sort of wondering how that sort of works, but I think it on a grander thing. I mean, I think people need to begin to see, as you were talking when I sort of interrupted you about Valentine's Day, you know, start envisioning the best in things, envisioning positive things happening. So if we wanted to, and I think there are a lot of people that do, want to start manifesting things in our lives in a more positive and proactive way, how do we go about that?
Well, we would suggest first stop watching television.
No.
You see here, this particular medium is basically existing on waiting for things to go wrong rather than for things to go right. You see?
I do.
And has created a mass consciousness. Think about this. Have you ever seen a huge traffic jam because there were three children playing happily on the side of the road? You only see that happen if there were three children who had been struck by a car.
Mm.
And everyone would have to stop to see what had happened, to absorb the negative impact. Because you see here, it has become far easier for you humans to experience emotional balance through negative emotional connections, you see? The negative connections seem to have more impact because they involve loss, they involve things that perhaps enable us to perhaps appreciate what we do have ourselves as we look at the misfortune of others about us. Whatever the course of this is, it is creating for many a very negative way of appreciating life around them. And you will find many people cannot discuss things in a positive way anymore. They will simply go from one negative subject to another. And there is nothing better than listening to two or three people having what we would call a common bitch session, you mm-hmm. understand? About all of the things wrong with the world and everyone around them. Once in a while something within them, but mostly it's everybody else. You see?
Mm.
But it is these things here that you would take into account and realize this is how humans have a tendency to, shall we say, learn from each other. So in this case here, we would say you have an opportunity to focus upon the things that make you happiest, that create a sense of freedom, consciousness, freedom of mind, and freedom of heart. It is these things here that is best and most important to focus upon. And by doing this, you will be bringing more of love and joy into the world. And the more that you bring, the warmer and more inviting the world does become. You see?
Do you recommend any type of manifesting techniques?
Well, manifesting itself, as we apparently skirted that particular process, yes?
Yes.
For manifesting, you require two things. You require it, that which you manifest, you must believe that you can do it, but in one way, intellectually, and in the way, other way, emotionally. There has to be a sense of, shall we say, unbridled expectation. You see? If you expect something to happen, for example, you get in your car and you drive home, you expect to get home. You do not expect to have a flat tire. You do not expect to have an accident. You do not expect to be robbed or hijacked. And most of the time you go home. But when you begin to think about these as possible outcomes, and these are thoughts that are usually engendered during tough economic times with high emotional issues at stake at this time, yes?
Mm.
And when that happens, well, goodness, look at the losses that occur, yes? Look at how things change very quickly. Look at how the negative seems to pull. You understand?
Yes.
So it is a matter of beginning to look at that which you want, not what you do not want. Many of you have seen The Secret. You know what we are speaking of. It is not a brain surgery to appreciate these things. But what's most important to realize is that the conscious mind of the human being is the most powerful creative element in the universe. Not just in this world, not just in this universe, but anywhere. And it's not exclusive to you as the human race. Other races hold it, yes? But since you are the big shots in the neighborhood, it's important to pay attention to it here. And in this sense of knowingness, this is where manifestation comes from. First, if you would like to truly know how to manifest, think back in your own life. Think back about the things you really wanted. And then think about the things you really didn't want. It's amazing how you accomplish both of them at times, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because it's what you were focused upon. Those of you who would understand the nature of driving know that, and all driving people will tell you this, if the car goes out of control, or if it goes into a skid, yes? That instead of panicking and trying to put the car somewhere, you simply imagine where you would like the car to be or wind up. Amazingly, the discovery is most people wind up exactly where they think they will wind up. So if you are focusing on driving between those two trucks heading towards you, then that's where you're going to go rather than over the edge of the precipice on the other side of the trucks. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's where you focus. There is no doubt about how this works. And in fact, for you humans, it is most important to understand how powerful the mind is, and particularly in this day and age in which you live.
Right, because things seem to be happening quicker and quicker.
They are certainly accelerating, yes. Yes. And it is a reverse situation for right now. The earth energy is winding down a little bit. You will find that this has been a strange year so far for many people.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing things erratically. They are feeling like they are losing rather than gaining in many cases. And of course, in all cases, the people are right. Even if they believe the opposite, they'd still be right. Because that's really what makes something true. How you believe something emotionally and intellectually. Yes? And so it becomes the truth for you. So that is where the manifestation comes from. So it is a matter of determining what it is you want. And then importantly from there, determine how you would like to have it integrated in your life. This kind of thoughtful behavior brings things very quickly into your realm, and you will find with little or no difficulty that you will soon begin to acquire things that you had been hoping for to appear in your life. Many people believe that they have to focus deeply and with great sincerity, with a laser-like mind, and we would say to them, that's fine if you want to cut steel. But if you want things to manifest, what you must do is, first of all, determine what they are, and secondly, release the need to hold on to them.
The attachment?
Indeed. No need at all. So that would make that, put them in a place where they would simply be able to work with their own questions, you see, and their own vision in this way. The manifestation, for example, if you are wanting something, this is the difficulty here. Many have with this, yes? It all appears to be labeled around stuff, yes? I want to manifest this car. I want to manifest this this money. I want to manifest this house. Well, you must pay attention to not only wanting to manifest it, but also expecting to manifest it, and to understand that manifestation requires a great understanding of the nature of presence, of time. And that means that you must be focusing upon what you are desiring with the ultimate belief that it is not only going to come to you, but that it will come to you within a certain period of time. And once you begin to look at these things in this way, you'll begin to notice them to begin to actually be manifested in your life. Whether it is for acquisitions, whether it is for physical health, whether it is for emotional balance, whatever the case may be, you will find the answers become more and more apparent when you think about it in this way. You see?
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it also brings up the things we need to heal so that those things can come into our life as well.
Yes. And that is what is important. It is a matter of speaking to oneself in the morning when one awakens and determining that you will bring towards yourself in that day peoples and situations and circumstances that will be in balance with your energy so that you may benefit as may those who you connect with also benefit. A good thing to think about, for you would understand you are not islands on some barren planet. You are inhabitants of an organic creation of life that holds within it a tremendous opportunity for learning of what you would call the Western world, yes? Mm. So that is open there now for this kind of contemplation, if it is chosen. As the positive way, you see?
Mm-hmm. So getting back maybe to not so much predictions of this year, but more, I guess, the energy of it. And I had someone tell me that, you know, when they connected in with the inauguration of Obama, that, you know, the whole planet had... its energy was happy. It was excited about what was going on, and that there was, you know, they didn't watch the inauguration, but they felt the vibration of the planet.
Indeed, yes. Well, this is the 100th monkey syndrome, yes?
Hmm.
There were enough people feeling good enough to literally send this energy out into the ether, into that invisible fabric that holds everything together. That is what this is all about. That is what has to do with manifestation as well. Mm-hmm. It is a matter of creating a certain understanding or need or desire, and then looking to see it, realizing it is already yours, and then letting go of the outcome. Then you would find how these things begin to move in your direction as you so desire. This is important to note here, this capacity. Yes? All humans have it. Without it, you would never have been born. For you, first of all, manifested the world that you live within.
Hmm.
Not a bad little thing for somebody who's a day old, yes? But when you begin to understand these abilities, then you begin to truly appreciate what it is that you are capable of truly doing in the life process. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to tell us exactly, us to tell you exactly how to manifest something, we would say to you, go try it yourself. We've given you all the outlines you need. What are you waiting for?
Exactly. Is there anything else you'd like to speak about?
Well, at this time here, it's very important for us to share with those who are out there that this is a time we know that many people are feeling unease, dis-ease about what is going on in their lives. Things are not going smoothly. People are losing jobs. People are having trouble in relationships. People are having trouble with their children and the direction that they are taking. And people, of course, are just having trouble coping in general. All of these things here are what we would call part of the learning curve of collective consciousness. You are in a place in the world today where you are seeing many changes. But these changes do not have to be negative or fearful. It's just a matter of bringing them into balance by seeing them, by understanding it is part of the human process, part of the human dilemma. And as they become more and more obvious, then you would begin to see here no need to feel a fear or dis-ease about what is occurring around you. And in fact, those of you who would be listening to that lightness within your own hearts do not have to think any negative thoughts about whether they should be feeling or acting in a different way, but simply allow the feeling to wash over them without trying to hold on to it. For that is how you truly begin to manifest on this plane. Look to see what you want and then project it in front of you and then, shall we say, literally walk into it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
This is important to understand the nature of this, but it does require a lot of focusing and a lot of believing that this is possible. For we know there are those out there saying, oh, that's fine for them, yes? They don't have to do this or do that or understand this. But we are going to say to you, there is nothing to understand. There is only things to learn. That learning process is a lifetime one. Even though at this point in time, it doesn't seem so positive for many, you see? So that is what we would have to add, is to have faith, know that what you are experiencing at this time is moving you towards a greater level of understanding. We could say many things to you about more specific aspects of the life process at this time. But it is want for you to appreciate and understand here that you are able to create the world of your own desires and the world of your own vision. To see how this works, sit down and think about what you would like. Yes? And think about the outcomes you would like. And think about how you will act and think and behave once these outcomes have been, manifested. Many people want change but do not know what to do when it begins to happen. You see? So we are suggesting here go out and practice a little bit and see where the world is going to take you in this way. As you would understand, the nature of our being here is involved in free will. It is based upon providing for others a reconnection or a first-time connection, in some cases, of that individual with the Creator, with original raw source. And as individuals step into this, they have a greater and greater opportunity to not only raise consciousness, but also to have greater faith in their own life process, as you would understand it. So we are complete at this time, yes?
Okay, you may release the form.
We thank you for this opportunity to have provided this information at this time and trust it will be a benefit to you and others about you. We wish we could have been a little more exciting about things happening in this year, but you must understand the very nature of predictions. Predictions are those things that mobilize people's consciousness, making them think that this may happen or that may happen. And the more people who believe something will happen, the greater the opportunity for that to manifest. In this way, we did not want to be one of those who was providing doom and gloom in all areas. For there are many who will always predict those things because it vibrates well with their negative vision of life. That life is a struggle, that life is difficult, that it is difficult to move through the life process, period. But for yourselves here, do understand it is not difficult. It is as difficult as you wish it to be. And if you choose to make it easy and effortless and fun, then that is the experience you will certainly reflect into the world around you. So again, we would say go in peace, joy, love, and harmony. Continue to kill and keep your light high, and continue to walk on the path of the Masters. We send you great blessings here, and we release the form. Well. We're back again.
We're back.
Oh, and just about in time.
Just about in time.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Well. Did you have any impressions that you wanted to share with us? I know that.
Well, my feeling is that. Again, I just keep coming back to this feeling of fear and dread that's in the world around us. And you know, the impressions when I come out are it's like you're diving into a big pool of hot red wax, and you know, you can't swim in it without it sticking to you, and you can't come out of it without looking red and having it coating your body. And that seems to be the general consensus about what's happening in the world around us out there. And my feeling is that what we really need to do is realize that we don't have to be attached to those things happening. We can turn around and look into our own hearts and see that we are free inside, that we don't have to be connected to these things. That, you know, it's just a matter of believing in what we can manifest that's going to allow us to move forward. The things that appear to be manifesting around us are constructs that come from a much larger source than we have managed to create individually for ourselves, but we've contributed to it to a degree, you know, with our need to have more and more stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know have been bragging about their new 50-inch television sets. You know, I mean,
especially when the Willows have just said that we should stop watching TV, which
exactly.
You know, I'm right there with.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what they said? Well, there we go. So, but I mean, it's things like that we have to begin to just hold back on, you know, and realize that technology does not necessarily mean progress. Technology simply means inventiveness, but it's not always got a purpose to it. You know, as long as we remember what happened with the dinosaurs, we'll be okay, you know, because I think, you know, they became really well adapted to the particular world they lived in, and when the world conditions changed, their gigantic world collapsed around them. And that's kind of what's happening now for us. You know, we're in a similar shift in my understanding. And I don't want to sound negative about it. I just kind of look at it in wonder and look at it with joy to realize that this isn't the way things have to be. We can certainly take charge of our conscious minds, take charge of our visions of life, and move forward with a new way of understanding the world around us. And again, I don't want to sound like little Mary Sunshine like this. I mean, it's all great words, but we got to do the work too.
Yeah.
And that means believing in ourselves. Hmm. And I'll kind of leave you with that one because that's the source for another series of
I would say
chats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe the next one we have you come back for. Although I'm really hoping that the next one is between you and Bart Smith, which would be quite fascinating.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Well, you can call me at my number of 416-899-3600. That's my direct line, my cell phone and my business number. You'll always get hold of me, and if you don't, I'll get back to you. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you ASAP. And, of course, you can find me on the Internet at askthewillows.com, and that's pretty easy to find. Check it out, and give me a call. I'll love to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. We always enjoy having you and the Willows, and it was a pleasure as always.
Well, thank you, too, Laurie, and thanks for listening, folks. Mm-hmm. I hope we've been able to shift one or two ways of seeing things.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, next week will be our love week, and I look forward to having our two guests. So we'll talk to you next week.
Our love week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be listening.
Great.